Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
I've got so many announcements for you today. It's such a big show. I had a tough time knowing where to start, so I'm glad Tony and I and Gee went through a rundown again at the beginning of the show, because wouldn't you guys agree it was like a mishmash? We were all over there. Like, where do we start? Do we start with the big announcement about Rumble? I'll have to get to that later. Do I start telling you about Robert Hur, which that's still going on right now, the special counsel, H-U-R? Do we talk about the story I told you months ago was total bullshit that now you know is bullshit? Don't mistake this for stupid, dopey, childish pats on the back. I'm a capitalist. I'm an entrepreneur. I want to produce a good show with good quality. And I don't want you to think you bought a product that's a waste of your time. So when I tell you something's fake, like I told you about Trump beat up the Secret Service agent story months ago, now you know you're not wasting your time. If you invested in the Rachel Maddow show and other shows over the years, you've been wasting your time as a lot of these stories fell apart. Big show today. American Financing. Let me tell you about my friends at American Financing. They're a family-owned mortgage company. It's been around for 25 years. They're saving homeowners just like you an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. Mortgage rates are now in the fives, much lower than they've been in a long time. All it takes is a 10-minute call to their salary-based mortgage consultants to find out how much they can save you. Think about what you could do with an extra $854 a month. That's $10,000 a year. Call today. They never charge any upfront fees. You may be able to delay two mortgage payments. American Financing, give them a call at 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660. Or visit them at AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the five starts at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-994-7600 for details about credit costs and terms. Thank you, American Financing. All right, Joseph, it's a Tuesday. Let's get this party started.
It's showtime, Dano.
Joe and the guys have been busy because I was crushing them this morning with additional content because a bunch of news broke last night and this morning. As you well know, folks, Special Counsel Robert Hur is testifying right now in front of Congress about the Joe Biden classified documents, alleged theft, imbroglio scandal. I've been watching it. I'm going to give you a full analysis of it tomorrow. However, there's not a lot of breaking news in it. The only thing I can tell you through nearly an hour of testimony is everything we told you was true. Joe Biden clearly lied about both the theft of classified documents while he was the White House and the senator, and clearly lied about transmitting classified information to an unauthorized ghostwriter who was not clear. Those are true. Robert Hur, under oath, just said again, because he swore to his facts the first time, that this stuff is true. So again, I'll leave you with this, because I'll give you a really thorough analysis tomorrow. I don't feel the need to be first on this, because until we see the whole thing, what's the point? You're going to get an immature analysis of a not complete data set. Robert Hur, who I believe is part of an Obama hit job on Biden, and he has left Biden with two choices that I see now rocketing all over social media as people pick up on mine and other analysis of this situation. Either Biden is mentally competent and a criminal for stealing classified documents, or as Robert Hur said, he stole classified documents. However, he's an old man who can't remember anything and he can't be the president. So either he's a fit criminal or an unfit president. Fit criminal, unfit president. Fit criminal, unfit president. That's it. Folks, if you can explain to me a third option Robert Hur has left him, I'd love to hear it. There isn't. Listen to me. There isn't. I have not steered you wrong. Again, I got a big announcement with Rumble, which is really important because it involves more than I am, as you know, an investor in Rumble. But it's nothing to do with that. It's coming up later. You may have kind of heard about it on social media where it was rocketing around, but it involves a parallel economy. But I'm going to get to that later because I got some news to take care of now that's important. Folks, I never, ever, ever want to spin for anyone or waste your time here. I've warned you repeatedly, and I'm talking to leftists now too. I don't like you. You don't like me. Okay. I'm not trying to get you to like me here, but I am going to tell you something factually accurate. And I'm sorry if you're a conservative like Dan, we're the majority of your show. Why would you be talking to them? just bear with me for a second, because this is critical. And I want you conservatives that I love to death, the P1s who are here, are almost 50,000 people 5 minutes in, spread this message to your friends. You keep calling our guys conspiracy theorists, frauds, Nazis, racists. But you ever notice my guys, Bongino, Levin, Tucker, and said, we're 6 months ahead of every story while you idiots are always proven wrong? Who's the real conspiracy theorist?
That's 8-8.
That didn't take long.
Donald Trump beat the shit out of some Secret Service agent drivers. I told him,
you can listen to this guy if you'd like, and others. Or you can listen to me and save the embarrassment. You got that video, Tony? Here's Cassidy Hutchinson, who I told you was full of crap because I may know some people in this space. Here's Cassidy Hutchinson, who claims to be some like big Trump insider. I have no doubt she worked in there, but I'm not sure she, you know, she's the person she's saying she is, okay? Here's Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony about a ridiculous story we discredited the minute it happened. Take a listen.
Strong, very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
Why is this important? Why relitigate a dumb story? That's a fair question. I respect you enough that I'll ask it myself, even if you're not thinking it, which many of you should be. Dan, why even waste time? The story was so dumb. Because, folks, the only way to thoroughly eviscerate the anti-Trump agenda is to expose it for what it is consistently and over, and that is fake. You got to understand in the marketing space, you know, I you're citing your education, you're probably a jerk off, I get it. However, I didn't learn a ton in business school. I mean, a lot of practical stuff, but some of the stuff you take away, SWOT analysis, net present value analysis, lives with you. And one of the things you learn in marketing is you have to engage in repeated trials and efforts to get something to stick, why people need your product. Ladies and gentlemen, politics is no different. We have to repeatedly expose these stories over and over about Trump. Every single one of these scandals has been fake. Trump stole an election with Putin, fake. The Nikki Haley Drape story, fake. The Mike Flynn Russian ambassador story, fake. The Trump quid pro quo impeachment phone call, fake. They're all fake. I told you with a Bongino rule that whenever you hear a ridiculous anti-Trump story that Donald Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent, when I told you that's not even how the cars are set up, to grab the steering wheel, I said, this is the dumbest effing story I've ever heard in my life. You have to be a moron to believe this. Yet the stupid ass left. Sorry, Tony, can you just go out of order? Can you put the montage up for a second? I'm sorry. Poor guy.
I remember you said that. Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Big point, dude. Yeah, I remember
Here's the montage. Thank you, Tony. Look at all these dumb mother who believe this shit. NPR, CNBC, The Hill. Trump lunged at security detail. Folks, it's not even physically possible. NBC, CNN. Holy shit. You know how much time people wasted on this stupid freaking story? Here's another dipshit, Liz Cheney, one of the dumbest people you've ever seen. Liz Cheney talking about Cassidy Hutchinson, who fabricated this story, or, you know, whatever she's doing here, passing on a story she said someone else told her. The story's bullshit. How Cassidy Hutchinson arrived at that, I have no idea. I don't know her. Cassidy Hutchinson's bravery and patriotism were awesome to behold. I mean, has Liz Cheney been right on anything? What did she, didn't she like as a sitting congresswoman, lose by 60 points or something in a race? What am I talking about? Here's the New York Times, of all people, finally forced to acknowledge that the story, ladies and gentlemen, is bullshit. The Secret Service agent in the actual car at the time, quote, "I did not see him reach," the Secret Service driver told investigators to the House panel. "He never grabbed the steering wheel. I didn't see him, you know, lunge to try to get into the front seat at all. You know, what stood out was the irritation in his voice more than the physical presence." I'm done. I'm not even, folks, I'm sorry. If to the 80,000 people now here, this is not about I don't want to keep going into this story because my frustration's coming off the, I'm with you. You're with me. We get it. It's just stupid. This is just so dumb that how many times are these people going to fall willingly for the same bullshit stories? It just never stops. All right, let's get to some more important stuff because there is a lot going on today. A lot. We got her. We got an election. We got inflation numbers that came out hot today. I want to get to that. So let me move on. I got a lot of material to get to. Finally, someone else is saying it. If you're a listener to the show, Joe and I have been here a long time, 9 years. I got Guy and Tony with me now. I would play more clips of us talking about this years ago, but that would be kind of lame because it would be wasting time. If you're a listener, you know I've been warning you about the dangerous effects of illegal immigration for presidential elections. Even if illegals cannot vote, they are counted in the census, which means liberal states get more congressional representation because the House of Representatives, for the dumbass liberals out there, they know this, is based on the number of people living in your state. People, not citizens. This is why Democrats love illegal immigration. They get more congressmen and women, and therefore they get more electoral college votes in the presidential election, which determines who the president is, because who first guy to get to 270 wins. First past the poll, man. That's the way it rolls. We have been talking about this for years. Everyone else was afraid. Go back and look outside of Laura Ingraham and Levin and maybe a couple others. Almost nobody was talking about this. Why? Because they were afraid of being accused of what? Replacement theory. And I always said to people, why are you afraid of that? The Democrats talk about it all the time. It's their actual theory. Don't be a wuss bag. The Democrats want to steal presidential elections forever, and illegal immigration is the key. Now, all of a sudden, we've had an awakening. I will say this. Hat tip to Senator Ted Cruz, who's been on this topic for a long time, about how population growth via illegals will help them steal national elections. This is why libs love illegal immigration. Hat tip Maria Bartiromo and Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty for bringing up a bill finally to expose the Democrats. There's a simple bill. Watch what happens when the Republicans bring up a bill to stop illegals from being counted in the census for the purposes of electoral college votes and the House of Representatives. The Democrats went nuts. Why? Because this is their only path to replacing all the voters they lost in the middle class. Something they talk about all the time, by the way, the Democrats. Listen to this.
It's just extraordinary that you can't even get your amendment through.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But again, Maria, I think that this proves the motive behind the crime at our border. They want these illegal migrants in here to create more electoral power for them in their blue states. They're basically creating sanctuary cities to be a magnet so these people will disproportionately flow to these blue states. They're shipping them there as rapidly as they can since Joe Biden came into office. The estimates are as high as 10 million people that have come in here. That would be 13 extra congressional districts if you allocated them the right way. This is a tremendous amount of power that the Democrats are bringing in. They're giving their voters, the blue state voters, disproportionately more power than they are giving my voters in Tennessee.
Folks, this is why everything the Democrats do, everything they do is purposeful. None of this is an accident. People playing stupid in the Democrat Party, acting like the border crisis is some glitch and not a feature, have the process totally backwards. A feature of being a modern Democrat is the destruction of America, elections, the economy, the healthcare system, the education system, the regulatory infrastructure, faith in government, the FBI, the military. That is a feature of the modern Democrat Party. Everything they're doing on purpose. They are trying to destroy election integrity. They are trying to destroy faith in elections. They cannot win the working class voters over anymore. It has nothing to do with race. The Democrats are trying to scare you with the race argument. The race argument has nothing to do with it. Who was it who said, I was watching Ingram last night. Was it? I think it was Victor. Yes, it was Victor Davis Hanson, who brilliantly said, if Hispanics start voting 50 to 60%, remember this, please. If Hispanics voters start voting 50 to 60%, Joe, flag it, please, for Republicans, that border will be closed tomorrow.
Flag it.
Thank you. Oh, and by the way, can you unflag the Cassidy Hutchinson Secret Service thing? I got to start paring down the list.
Okay, guys,
I
mean,
really, folks, we're totally out of conspiracy theories. We're totally out of them because they're all coming true. Watch. If Hispanic voters start voting Republican, the Democrats will want to shut the border down tomorrow. It has nothing to do with race. It's electoral power. Folks, big news, too, out of the RNC. Laura Trump over at the RNC. Mass firings yesterday. Even Politico reported on it. Listen, this is when I tell you, man. I know whenever we get down sometimes, I'm not quitting. I'm never quitting. This isn't a quit show. You want to quit? That's bullshit. This isn't the show. We got a lot of obstacles ahead of us, but we got a freaking country to save. We are the leaders we've been waiting for, as my friend Ginny tells me all the time. No more bullshit. This is our country to save. There's nowhere else to go. I'm not going to Canada. I'm not going to Mexico. I'm not going anywhere else. This is our country to save, and there's no quitting. The RNC sucks. Good, let's change it. The voting process sucks. It does. Let's change it. Laura Trump got in there. Politico, bloodbath at RNC. Trump team slashes the staff at the committee. Good. Now maybe we'll have an RNC that works to advance Republican and conservative values. I know I'll be keeping my eyes on it now that we got some good people in charge. I mean, full disclosure, I know Laura Trump well. The Laura Trump you see on TV, I'm not name dropping. Who gives a shit? Who cares? I'm telling you this because it matters. Is the exact same person she is at a private dinner table with friends. She is no different. She believes in what she says. I have known Laura Trump since she was a television reporter years ago. I had her in my phone under a different last name. She is the real deal and a genuinely good and decent person. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't toy with her. A lot of people got pink slips. Good. We're taking the party back. Good things are happening. You got senators now on the record acknowledging this is a power play at the border that's intentional. You've got even the New York Times forced to expose another bullshit Trump story. You got Robert Hur today putting Biden in a classic dilemma. Dilemma. He's either a fit criminal or an unfit president. That's it. The day's just started. This is already a great day. Sorry, I'm getting a little too excited. All right, let me take a break. And I want to tell you what's really going on here. Why the change in the Democrats? The Democrats from what a party that at least pretended to be sane to a party that's completely lost it. It has everything to do with working class voters of all races, creeds, colors, and national origins leaving the Democrats. They know they can't, they just cannot replace working class voters. They can't do it with citizens in the United States. They can't do it. They can't do it. And they talk about it all the time. All right, let me take a quick break. Hey, for 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, the only one. Patriot Mobile has been a great supporter of the show. I'm proud to partner with them. They love you guys. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks. It means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting a company that believes in free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. They love all y'all. All y'all. and 100% US-based customer service team. Customer service team, they make switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Bongino or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Bongino. Join me and make the switch today. Patriotmobile.com/Bongino. That's patriotmobile.com/Bongino or call 972-PATRIOT. Thank you, Patriot Mobile. Gee's a big Gee. Who was the guy who helped you out? Milton. Milton's a superstar. Hmm. So what's really going on here? Why this massive change with the Democrats? Folks, I've never been a Democrat. I've never voted Democrat my entire life. And I promise you, I never will. I would rather jump off a bridge. I will not vote Democrat. I'm sorry. If unless Democrats started to espouse Republican values and the parties flip, which does happen throughout history, there is zero chance I would ever vote for a Democrat. However, I'm going to tell you something that's fair and objective because I owe you the news. You come here for truth, and I've always given it to you. And I think I've proven that. We got a track record. Proven again today, buddy. The Democrats were not always crazy on immigration. I never believed in a path to citizenship, amnesty, because I believe rewarding illegal lawbreaking incentivizes more. I'm a Christian, okay? My faith matters to me, and I am all about helping people. However, I'm not about helping people at the expense of other people while incentivizing more lawbreaking, and that's what amnesty is. However, the Democrats' other positions on immigration, we need to control our border, we need to deport people here illegally, have not always been insane. I'm going to play some evidence for you right here. Hat Tip Mays Moore, by the way, is a great account to follow. Very good clips on there. Why the change? Here are the receipts to back this up. Here is Nancy Pelosi. You're probably thinking, you're thinking right now, you're kidding, right? No, I'm not. I'm going to play her own words in 2005. I swear, this is not edited, this is legit.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to this and think to yourself, this is a modern day kind of weak-kneed Wall Street Journal op-ed Republican talking here. They were not always crazy on this topic. Here, listen to yourself.
Broken borders. That's an oxymoron, something we can't tolerate. Borders of other nature, our definition as a nation, and our protection as a country. Broken borders, they don't exist. We can't tolerate them. So let's say from the start that we all in this body, and I know I can speak very firmly for the Democrats, support strong border control. And it must be part and the first part of any comprehensive immigration reform. It is in our obligation as elected officials to keep the American people safe, and our borders are our first line of defense, one of our early lines of defense to do that.
Listen, man, again, why are we doing this? Because I'm trying to make the point to you that the Democrat Party once relied on working class voters as their base, and working class voters don't like the idea that other people can come in illegally, break the law, and undercut their wages. They don't like that. That's why the Democrats, it's all about power. That's why they used to say this. So what was the change? The Democrats got so crazy with CRT, tax hikes, all this gender nonsense, that they realized they could no longer rely on working class voters at all. So now they need illegal vote representation, even if they can't vote, but representation to win elections. They don't have another choice. So now they're all in on an open border. Here's another one. Here's 2009. It's not even that long ago. Here's Barack Obama in 2009 talking about immigration. This was a totally different party a decade ago, two decades ago. Listen to yourself.
This is not going to be a free ride. It's not going to be some instant amnesty. What's going to happen is you are going to pay a significant fine. You are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally. But after you've done these things over a certain period of time, you can earn your citizenship. so that it's not something that is guaranteed or automatic. You've got to earn it. But over time, you give people an opportunity. Now, it only works, though, if you do all the pieces. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration. But they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it.
This shows you, I mean, is this crazy? This is like, right? They sound like weak-kneed Republicans do now. This shows you how the party's totally abandoned sanity. Why? Folks, they talk about it all the time. They have to replace lost voters with someone. So they are praying that illegal voters in the country will either become through amnesty citizens and vote for them, or at a minimum, they'll be used in population representative counts to build electoral college clout and build up new congressional districts. How do I know they've talked about it all the time? Because it's cliche now. My words, not mine. Time Magazine. Time Magazine, folks. No bastion of right-wing values. Our demographics destiny? Maybe not, new Pew numbers suggest. Quote, it's becoming something of a cliche in Washington for Democrat strategists to assert that demographics are destiny. Keep this up. This is their words, bro. It's not mine. What they mean is that the diversifying electorate and the shrinking role of white voters will render Republicans incapable of sustaining power for much longer. They even write books about it. Carville wrote a book predicting as much. 40 more years. How Democrats will rule the next generation remains a fantastic, if flawed, reading of America's trajectory. They write books about it. Cliche, meaning they say it a lot. Because it's true. I got to tell you, man, this really bothers me. This bothers me because this show, and I'm not the only one. Believe me, I'm not. There are a good lot of conservative content creators out there who've been warning about this for a while. But we've been one of the loudest voices. They're afraid to speak about things in reality. The reason the Democrats call you a racist for pointing out their replacement theory is because they don't want you to talk about their theory. Why? Because they're trying to hide it. Why would you be a sucker and fall in that trap? Folks, whether you're in danger or not, by the way, through this demographics destiny, open border invasion going on, they don't care. I'm going to show you a tweet by Bill Malugin next. And then how the media, they're not obsessed with your safety. The media's obsessed with covering this whole thing up. Folks, this has nothing to do with race. It never has. The Democrats are suggesting that to pollute the argument, to get you to shut up. Yeah, leave that there, Tony. All right, let me get to the spots. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to show you what happened. A tweet by Bill Malugin to show you how much danger you're really in. Stay tuned, folks. You know, I'm always on the lookout for good biohacks. I love them. And especially immune strength. This is kind of cold and flu season still a little bit. People are getting sick. I've been using Armora Colostrum and my immune health has never been strong. When I take the packets, I actually cut two of them and I put them in a protein shake in the morning. Paula's been taking it for a while. She loves it. The funny thing is when Armora reached out and we were doing this sponsorship arrangement, Paula looked at it and she's like, we already use this stuff. She's like, look, it's in the closet. After strengthening our immune system with Armora Colostrum, listen, I rarely get sick. Matter of fact, Sunday I felt bad for about an hour or so and that was it. I was feeling better right away. Armora Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 nutrients to help strengthen your immune barriers. Bovine colostrum comes from cow's milk, contains nutrients and proteins that are natural antibodies. It reinforces your body's suit of armor. It's a first line of defense against these harmful pathogens. We've worked out a special offer just for you. I use this stuff again, have for a while before they were a sponsor. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/dan. T-R-Y, try A-R-M-R-A, like Armra. Tryarmra.com/dan or enter Dan to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Dan. Really good stuff. Highly recommended. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. They're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. These statements are information and not a substitute or alternative to seeking care from your healthcare providers. Check it out, Armora Colostrum. Also, one of my faves as well, you know my sleep solution is Beam Dream Powder. This is the cinnamon cocoa. It's delicious. Love this stuff. You having trouble sleeping? Unfortunately, as you get older, ladies and gentlemen, you know like I do, it gets worse. My secret's Beam's Dream Powder. Changed my nighttime routine. It's a hot cocoa for sleep. It could transform your nights too. Dream has been a game changer. I monitor my sleep. I can actually see the effects of it using my ring that monitors my deep sleep. Other sleep aids cause that next day grogginess. But Dream contains a powerful, no added sugar, all natural blend of magnesium, reishi, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin help you fall asleep. Important, stay asleep and wake up refreshed without the grogginess. Just mix it into hot water or milk. Enjoy before bedtime. It tastes damn good too. You want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder. Get up to 40% off for a limited time. When you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout, that's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. All right, let me get back to it. Ladies and gentlemen, your personal safety does not factor into this at all. Sometimes when I get emails from people, they say, damn, why do you sound angry all the time? I got to say, listen, you're right. I have to acknowledge to a lot of people often, and I wish I didn't, that this show is not for everyone. I'm not happy about that. I don't want to lose anybody. But I can't be my, those stupid words like authentic self or whatever the hell that is. That sounds like a liberal thing. But I can't be who I am and appeal to everyone because I'm not for everyone. Why do I get mad? Well, I get mad because, you know, my wife's Colombian and decided to come to the country the right way and add to it and went to college and graduated and became a VP at a rather large company where she got into the tech field. And then I see stories like this by Bill Malugin, who's a great reporter at Fox on Twitter. A Colombian man was caught by the Border Patrol crossing into Arizona in August of 2022. Tony, by my count, that's almost 2 years ago. Tony's fact-checking says that's accurate. He was released into the U.S., with a future court date. The very next month, he was arrested by police in Massachusetts for indecent assault and battery and was convicted. Boston-based ICE agents arrested this sex offender near his home in Boston last month as part of a nationwide effort to target non-citizens with sexual offenses. It's yet another example of someone being victimized by an illegal alien who was released into the United States. I told you a while ago, I'm going to tell you again, and we're not wrong. You are going to see these stories now every single day. The difference? The United States citizens commit crime? Of course they do. Citizens of every country commit crime. It's a worldwide problem. However, those people are not supposed to be here. Is this hard to understand? You think the media gives a damn, by the way, about your safety? You, my friend, are wrong. You have the lead suspect in the Lake and Riley bludgeoning murder. The lead suspect is an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. The media does not care about this woman at all. All they care about is that President Biden in the State of the Union called this person illegal, to which they apologized and then tried to unapologize for an apology and said it was a non-apology. If you're confused, it gets more confusing in a minute. But watch this at Tip Newsbusters. Watch this quick media supercut. Here's the media more concerned about the language we use for an illegal suspected of murder than the actual murder itself. Take a look.
The president is walking back a controversial term he used during his State of the Union remarks. Biden used the word, quote, illegal.
He used the term illegal.
He used the word illegal.
He used the word illegal.
He used the word illegals to describe people.
He did use a word that did bother people. Immigration advocates don't want to hear him use the word illegal.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
I kind of jumped as well when I heard that word.
We normally don't use that word because people are not illegal.
To be clear, no human being is illegal.
Congressman Chuy Garcia saying he was extremely disappointed to hear the president use that word illegal.
Joaquin Castro has said like this, using that word and illegal, dehumanizing is problematic. What did you make of that?
Well, that's probably true. He probably should have used a different word.
Like Joe Biden's ad libs in the past, this one kind of got him in some trouble, particularly with Democrats who don't use the word illegal, call undocumented workers.
Saying to the broad Democratic base, I hear you. I hear your concern.
and I shouldn't use that word is a smart thing to do.
Yesterday, Biden attempted to rectify this by apologizing for using that word to describe an undocumented immigrant.
You used the word illegal. So you regret using that word.
Yes.
Why did I stop that cut there? Joe, you can attest, right, that that cut actually goes longer. Why do you guys think I stopped it there with Biden at the end telling MSNBC he regrets using the word illegal? Regret would be an, what would be some kind of an apology, right? An apology, a retraction for prior conduct. Folks, again, stupid ass liberals tune out. I'm talking to normal people now who are not freaking crazy. We're talking in plain English, not Xi Zhao Zhou pronouns, not an apple is an orange is a banana is all. We're talking to normal people. Liberals tune out. I don't have time for morons right now. To a normal person, expressing regret for a prior action is the verbal equivalent of an apology, correct? I am sorry. I regret what I just did. Every folks, chatsters, any, I'm going to look at the chat. Does anybody in the chat disagree? Do you, Tony, you speak English, correct? Gee, is your English okay? It's okay. Gee, would you say regretting a prior action is the equivalent of an apology? Yeah. This guy's, Joe, he's got to deliberate about everything. He goes, ah. Yeah, you could tell he's actually deliberating. He's actually deliberating about this. If let me say, if Tony plays the wrong cut and after the show, Joe, he goes, Dan, thank you, chatsters, by the way. I appreciate this. I appreciate all your feedback. No, no. Of course, there's a few F-nos in there. If Tony goes, Dan, I really regret doing that. That's an apology.
Yes.
Now, of course, because Biden realizes that sane American working class voters of all races are like, wait, Biden's apologizing to a suspected murderer for calling him illegal when he was in fact in the country illegally? I want you to listen to this walk back yesterday by the White House press flack. What is it? Olivia something? Olivia Dalton. Thank you. Where she's like, no, regret. We used a different word. It wasn't an apology. If you're confused, I give up. I'm not even going to try to explain this, folks, but listen yourself.
President Biden apologized for calling Lincoln Riley's killer an illegal. Does he feel like he needs to apologize to illegal immigrants for calling them what they are, for using the term illegal?
Well, first of all, I want to be really clear about something. The president absolutely did not apologize. There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize. He used a different word. I think what we should be really clear about is the facts.
We are really clear on the facts. Do you regret using those words? Yes. Folks, again, I give up on these people. Biden's team they're full of morons. I told you how he should have answered this thing. He should have said, listen, we're talking about a suspected murder. I'm not getting into word games. Period. End of story. But because Biden is a cognitively impaired frontal lobe dementia, sociopathic, plagiarizing, pathological, lying, kid-sniffing woman feeler, Biden can't do anything right. Everything Biden touches, he destroys. That's why inflation came in hot and heavy. That's why the economy's a mess. Labor force participation's a mess. That's why these Green New Deal, Inflation Reduction, CHIPS Act, all this crap has fallen apart. Did you see the story about the CHIPS Act? These chip fabricators, the fabs, they can't even build them because there's Biden requirements for DEI and childcare. And like, we can't do all this stuff. Everything this guy touches turns to, you fill in the blanks. Folks, they have mastered the abuse of language too. You express regret over, yes, I do. But that wasn't an apology. Do you understand how sick the American people are? This, I hear people talk about the American people, but I'm basing it on actual polling and data and facts and receipts. You know how sick they are of this? There's a reason Joe Biden is historically unpopular and everybody thinks he's a loser, because he is. And they can't stop weaponizing the language. Here, look at his Breitbart article. Majority of Democrats oppose the certification of the 2024 election if Donald Trump wins. I thought Wendell Huspo, Breitbart. Tony, I was told that was an insurrection. I mean, folks, I mean, I, What? I was told it was an insurrection, by the way, by their own definition. The left told us that was an insurrection. Do you see how full of shit these people are? We legitimately oppose certification of an election with known problems. Mass mail-in balloting, acknowledged by the New York Times itself in a 2012 article that has trouble with rejection rates and fraud. A Pennsylvania ruling that changed the rules of the election unconstitutionally in the middle of the game. The intelligence community interfering in the election again with a fake nonsense story about Hunter's laptop and Russians. We had legitimate concerns. The Democrats have decided the election's illegitimate now, and not a single vote has been cast in the general election yet. We haven't even firmed up the nomination, at least delegates-wise. Tell me again what party's full of shit. Again, I'm embarrassed for you if you're a Democrat. I am, because I'm sorry, but it really speaks to your own lack of self-awareness and intelligence. And it's true. Nothing these people tell you is ever true, and you keep like a thirsty dog. Here, like this. Here.
Oh.
Like this.
Lie juice.
We thirsty dogs. I actually was thirsty. You like stupid, thirsty dogs. Stupid, not dog. I love dogs. Like a stupid dog. I love dogs. Dogs are smarter than like a stupid dog. Morons. Everything they tell you is fake, and you keep coming back for more because you're thirsty for stupid. Why are you so dumb? Why are you so stupid all the time? What have they told you that's true? Freaking idiots. By the way, I just want to play this for you again. I thought challenging elections was unethical. I thought challenging elections was an insurrection. So I decided to play this again for like the 10th time for in case there are some morons in the audience who can't figure it out. Here's the Democrats challenging every single election they lost in like the last 20 years. But again, tell me how it's an insurrection. Check this out.
One thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is illegitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
There absolutely is a cloud of illegitimacy.
So that legitimacy is in question, yes.
So that was a very tainted election.
Folks, nothing they tell you is true. They're full of shit. I'm not telling you Republicans are the solution to your problems. We got our own mess. We've contributed to the debt problem. A lot of states have been weak on school choice and Republican values. I get it. I'm simply telling you the cause of all your problems are Democrats. And whereas Republicans lie about some stuff, granted, the Democrats lie to you about everything. There is nothing they tell you that's true. I always bring receipts, folks. What about Biden's budget math? Biden said he's this huge debt and deficit cutter. So Biden gave a State of the Union speech where he pretended he's somehow this fiscally responsible guy limiting government spending. He's doing no such thing. How bad does it have to be, Joe? How bad does it have to be when Axios is calling you out on this bullshit? Do you have any idea how bad it is? Axios, they're like to the left of Lenin. Here, Biden's budget shows the limits of taxing rich Americans. Look at these numbers. Look at this. The 6.1% of GDP deficit for 2025, meaning the amount of money we're spending, is wider than the U.S. ran in any year between 1962 and 2019. This is Axios citing the CBO. The 3.9% deficit as a share of GDP, that budget that's for pencils in for 2034, is higher than it was in any year from 93 to 2007, a period that included a recession and wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This guy's spending more money than anyone has ever spent in modern human history. And he's running on the State of the Union where he gave a campaign speech like he's some kind of big government fiscal hawk. Are you kidding me? Is this a joke? Everything they tell you is bullshit. What about Biden saying they got inflation under control? Oh, look, the inflation numbers, as I told you, popped again. I'm going to skip ahead, Tony. Can we go to the Rick Santelli and CNBC? The inflation, we'll use the other stuff tomorrow. What they're telling you about Israel and Hamas is fake, too. I'll get to that part tomorrow. Everything they tell you is fake. I told you, Joe, we love the economics. We love it on the show. I know Joe likes it. I like to do it. Yeah. I warned you a while ago. Inflation is not under control. You heard me say it. You've heard me say it often. You were never wasting your time here. How did I know that? Because we're $30+ trillion in debt. Where did you think the money was going to go? There was no way we were going to control inflation with a couple of months of elevated interest rates. I told you it was going to creep back up. Here's Rick Santelli this morning with the numbers that popped just today. Take a listen.
Our February read on the consumer price index headline number expected to be up 0.4%. Is up 0.4%. Now, if we look at the most recent lower number in this series, we had 0.3 in January and we had 2.2s in November and December. So this is now a firming issue as we've had back-to-back reads. We had up 0.4. Now, ex food and energy also up 0.4, 1/10 hotter. So we have back-to-back on headline and core up 0.4%. Now, 0.4 equals the look we had last month on core. And the most recent lower number was October. That was up 0.2. That happened to have been the lowest since Feb of 21. So we're firming here. Now, the year-over-year numbers also hotter than expected. 3.2 on headline year-over-year. That's 3.2. That would be the highest since Dees when it was 3.4. January remains at 3.1. If we look at year-over-year core, 3.8. Now, this is interesting. This is 1/10 hotter than we were expecting.
Folks, I told you it was going to go back up. Why? Why? Once supply chains, which we did have a supply chain crisis, the Biden team, it's one of the few things they're not lying about. What they're lying about is attributing the inflation crisis exclusively to that. Like anything else in a dynamic economy, if you get supply constraints, you're going to get a shortage of supply and you're going to get prices that go up as product availability goes down and people start bidding up the price. But the supply chain problem is cleaned up in most sectors and inflation's still going up because we printed $30 trillion. This isn't hard. And the problem with inflation going up and never, ever going down and no deflation is it piles onto itself. Here's Gary Cohen explaining this to a liberal media hack who finally gets it for the first time. Gary's like, listen, man. You understand, like, this is cumulative and keeps adding up. This is why people are pissed off. Here, listen to this.
But the president is tapping into at least a perception that wealthy people have far more of an advantage and that corporations are taking advantage of the little guy. I mean, he went down to the 10% fewer Snickers in the bag analogy in his speech, basically saying you're getting ripped off. So what do you make of that idea, though, and the explanation he's trying to make for why people are experiencing inflation, even though the rate is coming down?
Well, let's talk about inflation for a minute, because I think it's a really important concept for everyone to understand. Inflation has a compounding effect, meaning as you look at inflation year over year, you're adding up those numbers. You're not starting at a zero every year. So if we had 6% inflation last year, 7% inflation, and now we have 4% inflation, that's 10% inflation. So if you take a basket of groceries at the beginning of 2020, just a simple basic basket that cost $100, it costs well over $125 today because those 4% 1 year and 7% 1 year and 7% the next year, they add up. They're cumulative. So there's a huge cumulative effect inflation.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary Cohen, for explaining basic math to the liberal media. If a price goes up 7% and then 3%, inflation didn't go down. The rate of change went down. The prices are still going up. All right, I said we had a big announcement. Folks, this is important, and I'm glad you're here to see it. I'd love to see your feedback, especially on Rumble. Folks, this is really, really, really critical that you and I and all of us together build out a parallel economy away from liberal nuts. Now, you can get your ass kicked and sit back and take it, or you can get boycotted into the vapor zone and have AWS, Amazon, Google, and everyone attack you, and you can fight back. I've chosen to fight back. I was involved early on with Parler. Almost nobody knows the real story there, folks. I've heard it characterized 25 different ways, and they're all wrong. However, CNBC covered this a while ago. When I was involved with Parler early, which was the first real credible alternative that had blown into the market to microblog Twitter, it was attacked by everyone because they want to control the information flow. So Amazon has a company called Amazon Web Services. Why Parler was on AWS, that's a whole long story. It's not something I agreed with. However, it was. And Amazon screwed Parler over and basically wiped them off their servers. What did that do? That effectively destroyed the website. Amazon AWS Web Services, if you are hosting your website with Amazon AWS, Amazon Web Services, or any other left-wing platform, you are running a very sincere, real risk of getting screwed over and wiped off the internet. How do I know? Because it happened to Parler when I was an investor there. I was not a manager, wasn't in on the internal deliberations there. I was just an investor there. However, my equity and a lot of it got screwed because of these idiots at Amazon. A mistake never to be made again. But I learned something from it. But you never made mistakes? Everybody makes mistakes. Are you going to learn or not? Thankfully, I got involved with a different company, Rumble, where you're watching this show now, where we made a huge announcement yesterday and this morning. Fox Business picked it up with the exclusive. Rumble makes a major announcement in effort to combat censorship, ensuring free and open internet. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to Rumble Cloud. And I sincerely hope you'll consider us. It's rumble.cloud. The website looks like this. Rumble.cloud is the website. I hope you will strongly consider moving your website from these crazy lunatics that'll wipe you off the internet to us right here. I'm an investor in Rumble. As you know, I've said it many times. But folks, this is how it gets done. Get your banking out of liberal banks. Get your website off of crazy Amazon AWS. By the way, I talk to people all the time. You have no idea how many people are moving. They are all sick of this bullshit. If Amazon just wouldn't have done any of that, this cloud business would not have bifurcated into a parallel economy. But they had to get involved in politics, and now we're fighting back. It's rumble.cloud. Rumble.cloud. I strongly, strongly recommend you sign up and move over there. I am an investor there. I am a capitalist. Let me be clear. I make zero apologies for that whatsoever. You mess with me, you rip down websites I invest in, or I'm going to help build something else. And that's what Chris Pavlovsky, the CEO of Rumble, did. We also did something else this morning. You know TikTok, right? Which is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Well, listen, TikTok has become embedded in American culture. It's going to be really hard to get rid of. And I am not I'm a free speech guy. I want to be clear on that. If you don't like it, don't download the app. However, TikTok should not be controlled in any way by the Chinese Communist Party at all. So if TikTok does wind up for sale, we should buy it over at Rumble. Rumble decided the same thing. We have the servers. We have the video capability. We've got everything. We should be part of a team that'll do it. Rumble Video, an offer for TikTok from Chris Pavlovsky. This just popped this morning. He said, listen, we'll buy it. We're not going to work with the Chinese Communist Party, but we'll take it off your hands and take care of it. Who better than us? We've got our own servers and everything. This is what it looks like when you change the culture instead of just, you know, whining about it. You got to do stuff, folks. We got to do stuff. Talk is cheap. We got to do stuff. The do matters. play it to one last thing. Thank you. But rumble.cloud, by the way, folks, please, it's time. The Biden beclowning continues. Tony, that last video about the predecessor thing. Again, you got this Robert Hur testimony today. I'm going to have extensive coverage of it tomorrow. Video, audio, all of it. However, folks, he's put him in a real box. He is either a fit for the presidency criminal who remembered he stole these documents, or he's mentally unfit and therefore can't be president. Robert Hur put him in a corner. And I think it's clear as day that the second option is the real one. Biden is mentally unfit to be president and probably doesn't remember anything about classified documents because he barely remembers his own name or who his predecessor was. How do I know that? Just listen to him yourself.
Not long ago, my buddy John McCain passed away. My predecessor friend, that's how he ended his career.
It's his predecessor? John McCain was the president? Do you remember that, Tony? He says, I do. He says, you know, you don't. Gee, do you remember President McCain? He's like, no. Joe, do you?
No, he didn't make it, did he? No.
Oh, Cruz. No, I don't think he made it either. Well, no, but you do remember him, the senator from Delaware, right? John McCain. He was the predecessor.
I didn't even know he was there. No. When did he do that?
Joe. Do you remember him being the vice president, John McCain? That is.
Oh, yeah. No. What did he do?
He was the senator from Arizona. We're all going Joe Biden. Nobody remembers this guy. How was he your predecessor? Where was he your predecessor? The answer is nowhere. Folks, Robert Hur has this guy in a box. I'm not celebrating Robert Hur at all. I think he's a deep state guy. However, this was clearly an Obama-directed hit job. Whether it was done with a wink and a nod or not, they've got him in a real corner right now. More coverage of that tomorrow. Rumble Cloud, proud to be a part of it with you. Thank you for being here on Rumble. Download the Rumble app, rumble.cloud. Sign up today. Let's sell that thing out and then on to the next step, rumble.cloud. Download the Rumble app and join us every day at 11 a.m. on Rumble. You can also listen on Apple and Spotify on demand. We really appreciate it, folks. See you on the radio show in a little bit and back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.